Good morning. A clear and seasonably cool start to the day across interior New York and New England behind the disturbance that brought a burst of rain through parts of the area late last night. We will enjoy a good amount of sunshine for the first part of the morning. However, clouds are already increasing to our west and south in response to a system that will be moving our way from the Ohio Valley. So that sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing clouds this morning and thickening clouds this afternoon. And with that disturbance drawing closer, we do run the risk of a few scattered rain showers by the end of the day, especially in the western Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, and into the mid and lower Hudson Valley. Temperatures will manage to reach into the mid-50s on average for daytime highs. After dark tonight, an unseasonably strong, deep, and cold trough of low pressure will pivot from southeastern Canada across the region and enhance the storm along the east coast. With the storm intensifying and moving from roughly Philadelphia over Long Island and into eastern New England, precipitation in the form of a cold rain will become steadier. As the precipitation is enhanced and acted upon by the upper-level system, there will be a transition from that cold rain to wet snow, especially across the higher terrain. Right now, it looks like most of the Catskills, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, the Berkshires, the Rensselaer Plateau, and Southern Green Mountains will pick up 1 to 3 inches of snow by sunrise on Saturday. The Hudson Valley, the Connecticut Valley, and the Mohawk Valley will pick up a coating of wet snow up to an inch, mainly on grassy surfaces. Farther away from the storm track in the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern parts of Vermont, perhaps as much as an inch of snow during the overnight hours. The storm system will be moving rather quickly, so the steadiest precipitation will wind down before the sun comes up on Saturday. Still, leftover moisture will produce snow showers from time to time throughout the day on Saturday, and portions of the higher terrain, and especially in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, could pick up another coating up to an inch, while valley locations will see minor, if any, accumulations during the daylight hours on Saturday with a mix of rain and snow showers. Another factor, especially behind this system, will be strong, gusty winds on Saturday, at times over 40 miles per hour, and this will drive in some of the coldest air that we typically see for the month of May. Highs will be stuck in the lower and middle 40s region-wide. The chilly weather will last into Mother's Day on Sunday, although it will dry out. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy with highs in the lower 50s, and temperatures will struggle in the middle and upper 50s through the early to mid part of next week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 14 degrees with a west wind at 52, gusting to 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 31, 76% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.81 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 12 at Foster Flat, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with rain likely in the mid-50s, Boston increasing clouds with a chance of showers in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with showers likely and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 43. The average temperature, 54. That's 2 degrees below normal. 0.08 of an inch of rain yesterday, 0.39 now for the month, which is 0.37 below normal. And 11.16 inches for the year, which is 0.77 of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees. The average low, 45. The record high, 91, set in 1936, and the record low, 26, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:04 p.m., 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Rain changing to wet snow tonight in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with rain developing this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain changing to wet snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with rain developing this afternoon and highs around 50. Rain changing to wet snow tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with rain developing this afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Rain changing to wet snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with rain developing this afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. Rain changing to wet snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, steady precipitation ending early, then mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold through Saturday afternoon with occasional rain and snow showers, especially across the higher terrain, highs in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Sunday, lower 50s. A few scattered showers Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Tuesday, mid-50s. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.